Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Mine eyes have seen the glory. And it was Jonathan's dick. Thank you, Poodle.
I think you can, I sent it to you.
You sent it to me.
I think you can probably still find it on if you search John Rivera's dick.
We are all Fernanda, and we've all made bad decisions because of that dick. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd beg for it. I just go.
He's smooth too. That's the thing. We've all had a Jonathan type. I'd lick Jonathan's Jonathan.
Some of us sitting on this couch have had more than one Jonathan.
Multiple Jonathans.
Some at the same time. But you know, you've never fucked a baseball team because you're not a whore.
No. Maybe the dugout. Maybe just part the dugout.
The pitching team?
Yeah.
Pitching, get it?
Sorry.
Do we have a thing on this?
The people on deck. Yo, this is classless.
They called your ass the batter's box?
Yes.
We're done.
Went tight into the inside.
Foul ball!
A swing and a miss! I don't know what that one. And it's in the stands! He's calling his shot! Oh, this is it. He's a slugger. Who knew baseball imagery was so fit for gay sex?
I did.
Y'all.
The reason why I like Charlie Sheen's Major League, I watched it a lot.
Wow.
Hot guys in that.
That is such an old movie. How old were you? Come on.
In middle school when that came on, and my daddy loved baseball, so we watched it. But I watched it a lot.
For different reasons.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. So, y'all, this is season 6, episode 1, the B team, which is only made up of two people
this episode,
but we will have Steven and Olga probably next episode.
Yeah, they're on next. What is this episode called again?
The clock is ticking. The clock is ticking.
If you're getting this, you're listening on the free feed, and you're going, are they covering old 90-day fiance on the free feed now? We're not. This is a reality, an RG Plus preview. You're getting a preview for you. Try before you buy, but this eventually will be at the $5 tier starting next week on our Reality Gaze
One
Plus
little
content.
Taste is all it takes.
This is just the tip.
Just the
tip. That's what we should start calling it. Just the tip.
Maybe I think all of these gay sex idioms are tired.
We wouldn't have anything
else
to talk about.
They are, but I don't care.
We enjoy it.
I'm going to keep doing him.
Who we are.
It's who we are. So
I don't think no other announced. Y'all,
Digital
go to
Worldwide Moment.
Digital Worldwide Moment with Mary Payne. Go to our Linktree link or our Linktree, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Reality Shade. We're talking about Toe. We're talking Toe. It'll be Toe episode 2.
Mm-hmm.
And just Toe in general. We're going to have some special guests.
Special guests.
Mary Payne, I'm sure, will be shocked. She says she's wearing two strands of pearls to clutch.
She's going
to
need them.
Yeah.
Maybe some earplugs. And I want to say it's going to be you, but it's going to be me too.
Yeah.
I can't do it because once I did Baby Girl Lisa and I was like, he rolled dog. And she went, no, I hate that word. Hate it. Don't say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, she needs to like already start lubing herself up by watching like Cinemax.
She did say when we were in a meeting, she said, one of us said some dick joke. We said, sorry, it's our brand. And she said, but it's not mine. And I went.
I was like, "Boy taken." I don't know. I'm still gonna be me. I gotta be me.
The thing is, I get this way too. But you really,
I love scandalizing people. I love it.
You love it, and you get. There's something about the four letter word live that just changes you.
I know it's a real problem.
It's a real problem.
At a live show where if I can make someone go, oh. I've done my job.
I do get
worse live.
You can't control you.
I know. I can't be tamed.
Ow.
So there's that. Extreme Sisters is out. Now, you guys, yeah. I have an update on this.
I emailed my producer, but
oh, good.
I did.
I do have an update for Extreme Sisters. We had heard that it wasn't available on Discovery Plus. I think they may have gotten the message.
Oh, really?
A sissy who DM'd them. You can't DM them anymore.
they
said they're not accepting DMs.
I think because they got emails.
Because our sissy army got on them.
Or maybe too, I emailed my friend the producer yesterday and said, why isn't this on Discovery Plus? And just asked him, and I haven't heard back.
So it seems like they emailed her and said, oh, we're working on this now. Look for it in the coming weeks. I don't know. Maybe that's bullshit, but I'm just saying, I think we made some headway, or they just lied.
It should be, so I know it's a rights thing, but it's weird to me that though then you still have season one.
Exactly.
And season two is not on, so just take it all off.
Yep.
That's what is confusing to me.
Well, no, the humana non-answer they gave a lot of people were saying, some shows have rights issues that blah, blah, blah. We hope you understand. Thanks for being such a rabid fan of our shows.
Y'all, go, like I said before, send them. Well, you can't send them a message, but tag them.
Tag them.
Tweet them. Go to the website. Please do not mention our name.
Yeah. We don't have a good history with them.
We don't want to be, we don't want them to feel like we're coming out. We're not. We love Discovery Plus. Well, there's a lot of great content on there. I'm so thankful
but
for Milf Manor.
Here's the thing. They need you. They need you as subscribers.
Not
they don't
us.
Need us.
The way, as my Aunt Darla said to Aunt Peggy, keep my filthy name out of your filthy mouth.
Wow.
Slut.
That's two sisters that talk
well,
that, like that.
Yeah, extreme. Boy, they're extreme sisters.
You could do that,
boy.
But it would be the opposite.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be the too close.
Yeah.
Now that's a show I would watch.
Feuding families.
Two sisters who hate each other.
Oh, that would get dark. I think that's it. Anything else?
I think
should have gotten a water.
And
oh,
Darcy
well.
And Stacey.
I'll get one later. I forgot. I was ready to just get going.
I swear to God, I know you walk around dehydrated. You're just like, everything I can try to do, but I'm just giving up. Your health can go to hell as far as I'm concerned. Stop worrying about it. So let's just get into this. We have two couples to talk about.
Lumberton, North Carolina. Ever been
Lumberton.
There?
Lumberton. I have not.
Okay.
It is kind of on the east side, kind of like Wilmington-ish. Like, okay. I guess the closest thing is Wilmington, but it's a little bit more inland.
Boy, that didn't turn into the film hub they thought it was going to be.
It was for a while. They filmed everything in North Carolina.
I don't feel like things happen there now.
They don't, because I think other states changed their tax laws.
Atlanta,
like Georgia.
Georgia, yeah.
Yeah, Georgia changed their laws, because for a while, North Carolina had different tax laws for filming.
Dawson's Creek was in North Carolina,
yeah,
wasn't it?
A lot of things were filmed there. And then not.
And Vancouver.
Yeah.
Vancouver really.
Vancouver still is like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Every show you watch.
No one gives a shit.
Every show you watch on the CW, y'all, is filmed in Canada.
No, yes, it is. It's in Vancouver.
Because they don't have money to film Heel.
No, they don't.
It costs a lot of money to film, like, in New York. Or a lot of money to film in Los Angeles.
I did a very independent, like, SAG, and it was a fortune just for that. And it was like a little piddly film.
This is all riveting for everyone out
there. No one gives a shit. Even I don't care.
Y'all, Jonathan and Fernanda. Jonathan, 32, from Lumberton, North Carolina.
Can you see that dick, Fernanda?
Again, y'all, this is red. You can probably Google his penis if you want to see it. Jonathan Rivera. It is, and there's the picture of it. She was holding it.
There was girthy in my ass that night. That dick felt right, Fernanda.
Anyway,
God,
so
I'll never forget when Cher sang that in that theater. That was one of the gayest moments of my life.
It's so funny because people have talked about that movie being so bad.
Oh, it's wretched.
And you have such a strange affinity for it.
Oh, no. The movie's just that one scene. I just sometimes will just watch. I'll just YouTube. Every time I go watch on YouTube, it asks me, you want to watch Cher sing Fernando again? And I'm like, sure.
It's probably like, you want to watch Cher sing Fernando again, faggot?
It's either that, Whitney Houston videos, or Dr. Pimple Popper. You got me.
That's your YouTube algorithm.
That's my YouTube algorithm.
It's kind of like our that's one of the reasons our Reality Gays Instagram algorithm only shows me hot shirtless guys and schnauzers. And I've asked you to stop searching because that's all it shows me.
It's better now that Caitlin handles it.
Yeah, it's better.
Because I'm on our Instagram less.
Yeah.
But sometimes I would forget I was on our Instagram.
Yeah, no shit. And it was just like hot, like roided up shirtless guys doing like in the gym. And I'm like, what is he doing? And then schnauzers.
But some of the guys, I say, well, I'll unfollow them. And you say, don't you dare.
No, those are nice to look at.
So, okay. So I love that he's a realtor, and they're like, how do we show he's a realtor? And there's this blonde woman holding a baby, and he's like, is there enough cabinet size for you?
She goes, yes, there very much is.
That's exactly the way she does.
You are great. Thank you so much. I got to call my sister. It's interesting. He says, I like working out, gym, work, play, repeat. Y'all, this is just a guy who never grew up. But here's the thing about this. Part of me is watching this and thinking he met someone. He was an endless bachelor. Now, I will say, 32, to be 32 in parts of North Carolina, like Lumberton, which is, it's not... There's a big city close by. 32 for a man. They're like, it's time to think about getting married. And so he, I'm sure, is said that all the time. So because all his friends, he said before, are either in relationships or they are getting married. Mm-hmm. So there is an...
Or by now in North Carolina, have kids.
Yeah. He made a joke about, my mom asked me if I'm having a midlife crisis. Probably all his friends think that. Because y'all, he says... A lot of coded things he says. I'm going to translate them for you right now. He's like, I don't like a cubicle, and I really don't like to be told what to do. Translation, I like kinky shit in the bedroom.
Yeah. Did you see later on when he said, we talk about Fernanda's jealousy, and she's like, she'll cut you. And he goes, and I'm into like it.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Y'all, sex with him is good.
It is, and he's
really good.
It's a little risky. So
Poodle's turned on.
I'm turned on. So he's like, I'm your typical athlete. I was doing what every 22-year-old baseball player did, and I met a lot of people along the way. I laid pipe like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, like
that's the translation.
Like to Alaska and back, y'all.
Like I fucked a girl in every town in North Carolina that ended in a vowel.
That's a lot of towns.
I know.
That'd be the same for Oklahoma.
I know. So
I bet he even fucked someone in Greasy City.
We cannot. No, I'm not letting you go to Oklahoma towns. That is strictly for 1 minute on tow.
I will say, more power to him. If I was a young, hot baseball player,
me
that's
too.
What you do.
But I'm just saying the way he's explaining it.
No, but it's very
is
coded.
True is to sound like I'm just your normal guy, y'all. He's a player.
He and, speaks in code.
Yeah.
Like when he said, Fernanda doesn't have a lot of history. We saw this on the watch.
She's got a short past.
That's because she's fucking a child. She's a child, basically. I mean, she is 19. Some of you sissies have come to us and said that there's some lie. We don't know if they got together before she was 18. We have no idea.
Yeah. I find that unless I can see hard evidence, I don't like speculating about it.
I don't either.
It makes me sick.
Like, what's his name and what's her name?
Oh, that was creepier to me because
but there's evidence of that.
Yeah.
He was on the Mormon mission.
You kind of know he did.
What was their name? Kirion. Kirion.
Alan and Kirion.
Boy, I think that supplement's working. Boy, that just came out of nowhere.
An angel just threw that one down at your face.
Yeah, named Ashwagandha. Took that shit this morning.
Is that supposed to be good for your memory?
I can't remember. That one?
Yeah. I thought that's ginkgo biloba.
No, it's the one, Bacopa. I take Bacopa.
Bacopa.
Ashwagandha is good to help with any stress.
Can you double it? Can you double your dosage?
I should.
So, moving on here, another thing.
We do not promote or advise supplements on reality.
No, we do
gaze,
not. And we do not.
We do not. And if you take whatever you want to take, talk to your doctor.
And if you do hear us promote something, take it.
No. No, talk to your doctor.
I'm saying if you hear us promote something in an ad,
you should take it. That, yeah.
It's been vetted thoroughly by us.
Yeah, that's sure.
So he basically says, I had no idea my single life would end so abruptly, but then I went on a trip to Mexico with my best friend, a.k.a. a bang trip, to bang as many Mexican girls as I possibly
you
can.
You should.
I agree. But it's the way he's trying to be a Boy Scout here, and because he's trying to look really good for everybody.
Yeah, he is.
And mostly because I think he thought this was a way to grow his business.
Yeah, sure.
I'm pretty sure she did not want to do the show.
And
or maybe she wanted to because of being a model, you know.
Maybe, but also, too, I think he realized, yeah, he's a good-looking guy, but he realized, I'm getting older, and why don't I get a trophy wife?
Yeah.
I do think that.
Because
he said, basically he describes Fernanda when he met her, nothing about her personality. He says she has great curves. He loves her butt.
Tight stomach.
And then this is another code when he said, and when she walks in the room, people stop and look at her.
Yep.
And I went, that's not a reason to be with someone.
Well, for a lot
of... It's nice to have pride.
I agree with you. For a lot of people... That recognition of seeing other people want what you might have is enough.
No, for some people, it's that. And I just want to, if you have those feelings and that, just process. You might want to process that.
Yeah. But they met at the club, spent most of the night talking. Code 4, I'm screaming in your face over the music. Your titties look good.
What? Okay. Now, she thought he was a gringo, but he speaks Spanish.
Yeah.
And y'all, I can testify from that dick pic, he is...
Rivera is his last name.
Yeah,
so he's at least... old probably
comes through.
Yeah. So this is another more coded language. Fernanda's not a yes woman. She's a fiery Latina. So already there's something about her that is a kink for him.
Fetishizing.
About where she's from and what. And he probably likes it that she doesn't speak English all that well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So this is something where he can kind of get his little Mexican princess, who's 19.
But maybe it's because we saw this on the watch along, you know, but when we do the watch alongs, which that's on the $15 tier, it's basically our version of Pillow Biter Talk. Our producer, Christina, she edits these into 30-minute clips about, so we're not watching the whole thing. So that way we still get some new stuff in the podcast, but she gets kind of the big moments. Christina left out that, y'all, he's paying for everything for her.
Yeah.
He's supporting
college, car,
her tits. Like, he helps her out with money. But yes, he bought her a Jeep Wrangler in the driveway. Yeah. And I went, oh, well done, Fernanda.
There's one joke that he says she makes, but it seems like he really likes it. And this is another kink thing. He said, she jokes all the time that I'm robbing her of her youth. Y'all, he loves that idea.
He loves that idea.
And he says it again. He's like, sometimes I feel bad because I feel like I'm robbing her of her youth. Do you? Or part of you is like, that's hot.
But he said, yes.
So no one else can have you.
Yeah. Yes. And he said she wanted the boobs. He bought them, but she wanted them.
I believe
them.
That.
And so he said, but she's going to be this perfect wife. I have no doubt about it. And then we go and he meets up with his friend Danny, another woman.
Yeah.
Who talks like people from North Carolina.
she does. Jonathan, I'm your friend Danny.
She said,
it's Appalachian drawl.
And we see, we did not see this on the watch along.
My cousins talk this way.
Yeah, I know they do.
I used to talk this way.
Fernanda bought him an engagement ring.
Yes!
And y'all, I bet he paid for his own engagement
that's
ring.
That's not an engagement ring. That's a license plate that says Fernanda's cock.
Yeah. We like Fernanda. We've liked her in her later iterations. Yeah. She seems nice, but y'all, she's a little intense.
Yeah. And she, this is definitely, it's interesting because
they fight and fuck well.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
But remember, she's 19. So when you're 19, you're going to be jealous because you're not far past teenager years. You still are.
What were you like at 19?
I was so mixed up. I don't even know.
Wow.
I was in college. They called me a lot of things.
Were you jealous then?
Oh, yeah. That's what you do when you're younger. You do things to make people jealous.
I never did that.
Well, darling. You were a little arrested in your development.
That's not wrong.
Yeah. I came to flower early.
You did. I was more of a poly pure pants.
I bloomed early in college.
There goes blooming onion.
Hey, boys. Sorry, don't mind it.
No, I want a blooming onion. Why did I say it? I don't even think they make them anymore, do they?
They don't. I'm sure they do.
I haven't been to their thing. I haven't been to an Outback Steakhouse in centuries.
It's not good. There's the thing about it, y'all. There's if you go to a chain steakhouse like that's really, really popular, like Outback Steakhouse, the steak's okay. You're never going to get a really, really, really good steak.
But sometimes if you just want steak, you don't necessarily want you don't want jar. You don't want you just want a steak. And
why
don't
you want the best steak
but
you
sometimes
can?
Sometimes you don't want to pay $50 for a steak.
Then you don't eat steak. Actually, you don't have to pay $50.
My father would never pay $50
you
for
don't
a
have
steak
to pay $50.
He can just go to Baldwin's and get one for $12.99.
But I'm saying the quality is not going to be like what you get. Sorry.
You're going to have
this is
come
a difference
for you
of raising.
On we need to move on.
We need to move on. So, anyway, he go ahead.
No, I was going to say, she even says, that's where he said it's the wedding ring. That's where he said, it's kind of crazy. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, So are you concerned that, has she, what does your mother think about this?
She's like, she thinks I'm going through a midlife crisis. And again, she's like,
well, are you?
She sacrificed her youth to be with me. This is a kink thing.
And she even says, well, you and I usually aren't really the responsible ones. So y'all, this is his woohoo friend.
Yep. That who's dancing on tables and fucking guys in the bathroom.
Exactly. Danny says, does she know about your ex-girlfriends?
I'm like,
all of them.
Let me lean in, because I have a feeling we're going to see some of these women in Lumberton, and I can't wait until we do.
Have you talked to her about LaDonna or LaKenzie or LaRanda?
Or Merlene. The triplets.
And don't forget La Charlene, their older sister.
Oh, so y'all, he is going to Mexico to pick her up because she's scared to fly. Because she's 19 years old and she's never flown before.
She's never done it. She's never left Mexico.
Yeah. So
then we don't see her goodbyes at all. We just get this thing like
this hit me again. I thought this was so strange. The only thing I could think of is they didn't want to pay for a camera crew to Mexico.
That's what I thought.
But couldn't they film it on their phone?
It was weird. We didn't see her say goodbye to any of her family, or the family didn't want to be filmed.
That's a good point. It had to be that.
We just got like the little things of they said goodbye to everyone. It was sad. Cut to They're landing in North Carolina, and Jonathan Rue is bearded
out.
And he's
got a beard. And I... Your train's coming. He looks good with that beard.
Woo-woo, furry beard.
Your train's coming, your train's coming. We've been to Mexico, back in North Carolina. That's your dream.
That's a mariachi band.
I wasn't expecting the girth train to have a mariachi band aboard, but sometimes the girth train can do pick up the mariachi band. That's one of the worst mariachi bands I've ever heard.
They're in Mexico.
Well,
I didn't want to be two. I wanted to make up my own melody. End it.
Pulling in North Carolina, gonna have the girth train. In that pussy,
Carolina,
girth train
pussy.
Woo, woo, woo. 19 years old. Anyway, y'all, that beard, holy fuck.
Holy
that
fuck.
Took me somewhere.
Sent me.
Yikes.
Sent me, brought me back, and took me again.
With that beard, I think he's hot. With that beard,
he's a man.
He goes into like the top three for me.
Oh, it balances out his face, and it looks good with his light eyes, the darkness of the beard.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Y'all, everything
and
seems
muscly,
to be...
And he's but a little soft in the middle.
I know. Everything seems to be great.
Oh, God.
She loves her new boobs. He can't wait to test them out later.
Well, she brought it up.
Yes.
Y'all, she freaky back in bed, too.
Yep. They get home. Everything's great. The storms must have knocked out electricity.
Which is not a big deal to us.
It happens.
But she's like, she feels like Shida with Shida and Bilal. Yep. Like, where the fuck are we?
So, she said, are you poor?
And he's like, no, no, no. And she's like, well, what else could go wrong? So she starts, he didn't clean up this house at all.
Well, it doesn't look like a hoarder house, but there is stuff places.
It looks very bachelor.
Now, I will say, I know there was selective editing. But the first thing she did was come over and look in a drawer, and there was underwear, ladies' underwear.
It felt a little fraudacity.
Yeah.
Although, where would you look?
That's true. Y'all, and immediately he's like, Now, there are four answers here that he had.
Yeah. He suddenly starts speaking in Spanish. He doesn't want to get scared.
Y'all, if you've ever caught your husband in something and you know he lying, there are at least four answers. And the first answer says, that's yours. And she's like, no, it's not. That one didn't work.
She's never lived here. So how could that be hers unless you brought it from Mexico? But she doesn't live here, bitch.
And she's, oh, he's like, oh, that's old. It's old. Viejo. And she goes, and then he's like, I don't even look in that dresser.
I just moved it. I don't even use it.
That's a dresser of a Victorian ghost who lives here.
So this is what I want to ask.
Oh, and the other one is, it's not mine.
Not mine.
That is answer
That was
four.
Assumed.
Yeah.
That was, I don't know. I know, we know they're not together. I don't know anything about their past or what happened. Y'all don't tell us. We want to see it as we go. Do you think he was cheating on her?
Well, I don't know. So. I don't know. So. I don't know if that was... Remember, they've only really been together for 3 months.
That's all they've been together?
Yeah.
I thought they were together 3 months, and then
that's when he proposed.
But so, we actually don't know how long they've been together.
It's murky.
If they've been together, though, for longer a year, a dog is a dog. He can't keep that in.
You know what? I agree with you. I'd like to know how long they've been together. I would say that it's not going to matter as much as if he did it or not. It's the way he walks around town and the way he'll talk to women. It's going to be enough for her. She's going to be ridiculously jealous because she's 19, and this is probably the first really full-on serious relationship she's had. And the stakes are very high for her. So she's going to see him flirting with women, because he will, in front of her, probably. And he'll try to explain it away, and it's going to make her more and more angry.
Because he's never going to want to be a bad guy.
No. And chances are he probably cheated. I don't know if we're going to see that.
What?
He probably cheated. He probably cheated.
Thank you.
Cheated like Shane or John. Cheated.
Always makes me happy. I love that she's sitting on the couch crying. I asked you just one thing to clean the place, because she says, I want the past to be in the past.
And she was meaning clean, like not just clean, means like take out all the shit of ex-girlfriends.
Which I don't think that's wrong to ask. It's not like he was married and has a child and a relationship. Yeah. I love it, though. I love that she's sitting there crying on the couch, and he's like, this really sucks because I messed up. And then the Chiron goes, 90 days left.
It was the bleakest trick of editing. And I was like, this is how we start this? With her crying, his head's in his hands. She's just found a pair of ladies' underwear that aren't hers.
And it's night one.
And it's night one, and the power's out.
It was great. Okay, we're going to take a commercial in a second, because this is a free feed show, because we're giving you just a tip, a preview. I just want to say, I want to apologize to Sissy Mary Detective. She did a deep dive into Bilal.
Yes, and we completely forgot to do it.
She said, when I apologized, she said, and we were all sick of hearing about them anyway. But we'll figure out, either, let's be honest, Bilal's going to be back.
Yeah, he'll be back.
So we'll talk about it then. So I just wanted to say that we asked it, she did the work,
yeah,
and then we dropped the ball.
That's true. We did. No, we did.
It was on us.
I realized that last week that we forgot.
Both arms were burning from jacking off that happily ever after. We were just so ready for it to come.
Just Matt Sharp be like, I'm coming. I promise it's going to come soon.
And then he goes, I'm there. I lost it. God damn it, Matt.
I got to get up early.
We'll be right back.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
And now, it's time for another installment of The Tears of Kalani.
This episode is called We Were on a Break.
Y'all, we're here.
Oh! I'm so glad we get to do that again.
Me too. Don't trip over those cords. What's going to happen when... Oh, well, we don't
Sorry,
do this on video.
We were not... I don't know how we do that.
Y'all, the Tears of Kalani are back.
The Tears...
The first episode doesn't disappoint.
It's so interesting because near the end of... near the end of this segment with her and Kalani, I just wrote, wow, their segments really are... either one or both of these women pretty crying.
Just beautifully crying.
Beautifully crying with perfect makeup. And both of them know they can't let it go completely because it'll make their makeup awful because their faces are so beat.
Their faces are beat.
And like they're using, y'all, they're using tissues in a way. It's like beautifully.
I want to cry and use tissues like that. I just watched the Salt Wives reunion part one, and that is the way they all cry. They all
turn their eye
that way.
And the funniest thing is they want to have emotions, but they know they can't really let it go. So there's something really interesting about it.
Yeah, Kalani and Kalani, yeah. There's Housewives can't move their face.
That's true.
That's different.
So y'all, Kalani and Asuelu, their first season, the first of three, I believe.
Yes, can we? So this is a different thing for us. This is kind of like an Andre and Libby moment where we have covered them extensively in Happily Ever Afters. We've never, two seasons I think we've done with them.
Mm-hmm. In Happily Ever After, yes.
But now we're seeing the genesis. And it's interesting for me, my overall feeling was, I really like Kalani a lot. I love Kalina. I fucking love Kalina.
Yeah.
And I think because what we saw, I always felt sorry for her or like that she was being taken advantage of. And now I look at this from the beginning and see, I still feel sorry for her because I think a lot of this naivete is based upon the way she was raised.
Yeah.
So I do have a lot of empathy for her. But I do see a little bit that some of this mess was self-created.
Yep.
Like, what did you say during the watch-along? You said she... you said she pulled a Chantal.
Yeah, she did. She pulled
explain
a Chantal.
Explain that. Chantal, yes.
Basically...
Explain what pulling a Chantal is.
When you pull a Chantal, y'all, you've all pulled a Chantal. You've all had a bad night with your boyfriend or on a break, and you've come home or told your roommates or your sister or your best friends all this kind of shit about him. And
I did that.
And that now they hate your boyfriend.
They hate your boyfriend.
And here's the thing.
Hate him.
You knew you were going to get back together. You knew it, but you wanted them to agree with you. You wanted to say, "You go, girl.
You go, girl."
He's an asshole. Let's go heat up some Stouffer's.
Fuck that guy.
Stouffer's French bread pizza.
Why would you say that to me?
Sorry,
on
that's
show?
Just where I went.
Now I'm there.
That's my breakup food. Y'all, you need a breakup food. For me, it's Stouffer's French bread pizza with those pepperonis that are cut in four pieces.
Oh, four pieces. What would be my breakup food?
Cheetos.
So,
Oreos.
Fritos with French onion dip.
Ooh.
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 God, that's
my, rough.
And a Dr. Pepper.
Ooh. Yikes, that's bleak. No coming back from that.
Ate a lot of them last year.
Here's what I said, though. And remember, because Chantel basically made Pedro go along with the lie that he was in for a student visa.
Yeah.
And also, she badmouthed him to her family anytime they would listen.
As we said, now that we know the family, Chantel, they're crazy.
Yeah.
And his family's pretty cuckoo, too. But still, a lot of that pain would have been mitigated if she just told them who Pedro was from the beginning.
Yeah. And remember that if she's going to, I want to make sure that Pedro gets along with my family, then stop talking shit about him. It's to your family. It's quite easy. Then to find Gigi, God bless Chantel's friend Gigi.
God bless Gigi.
Have one friend where you just shit talk the fuck out of your boyfriend. They're always going to hate them. It's fine. You've got one friend. Be careful about who everybody else who you talk to about them. Because y'all, Kalani's pulling a Chantel here.
She is.
And Kalani, as we know on even this season, she fucking hates Asuelu.
In the
last season, I mean.
I do think a part of this is, well, we'll get into it when we have their conversation, but that was my thoughts, and I want to know if you felt that way too, that Kalani.
Oh, totally. I think what I saw was her, I think we've always thought of her, how she comes off on Happily Ever After is extremely level-headed and the brains behind and very grounded. And this is Kalani at 29, who went and was a virgin, lost her virginity on a, which she didn't know was a bang trip, but it turned out to be a bang trip on the second one time when she went there, because she's like, I decided we loved each other enough and I'm tired of it. You know, she went woohoo in Samoa.
She went woohoo in American Samoa.
And she came back with a baby.
With the baby.
Yeah.
But
don't get a baby on a bang trip.
And a part of me wants to say,
bang trip baby.
You're 29. You know better. Blah, blah, blah. But it's this idea of like, it was the way she was. It was like watching Heather Gay on the reunion talking about, I was kind of done with the blackout thing, but she was talking about our black eye, but she had a lot of shame in admitting she was blackout drunk. Yeah. Whereas like,
I think
Jake and I can admit that we did that in our past, but it's this this religious shame.
And I think what Kalani is trying to do, maybe by doing the show or by talking this way, is I'm not ashamed of it. I felt a lot of shame, but I don't want to anymore. So there's this, the opposite sometimes of having shame about sexual stuff is this kind of overly, you overcorrect into this hubris. So,
or you constantly talk about your sex life on your podcast because you couldn't talk about sex when you were a child?
Wow. That was a raid. Fair, though. I'll give it to you.
Same. That's why we talk about sex, because we couldn't talk about getting the dick when you were younger.
You understand the overcorrection?
No, I do understand the overcorrection. Yeah. It's really, now that we've seen Kalani now, boy, she has grown a lot.
I agree.
Because she is green as fuck.
Yeah. But
it's like she's from Grover. You didn't even believe she was from California, because it does seem not. Like she's right out of
she's
Utah.
She's so Happy Valley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, y'all, she's a single mom. She's in Southern California. And the baby Oliver's 5 months old. It's hard being a single mom. We see Lisa, her mom.
Lisa.
And she was raised Mormon. And she basically says, my dad had a hard life.
Papa Lou.
Papa Lou.
And he did not want us to struggle like he did. And she's like, that's why he wanted us to date white guys.
White guys.
And so basically, y'all, this is this kind of inherited trauma that...
He even says later, you know, I don't want you to date my kind.
So that it's so interesting that how things from previous generations actually bubble up to the surface without anyone wanting them to.
I mean, that's dark, saying I don't want you to date.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
heavy. It's trauma. Yeah. Because, in other words, he's so worried about having his daughters go through, which this man must have went through some shit. And so he's thinking, if I can, whatever I can do for my daughters to not have them go what I went through.
Yeah.
That's, I'm going to do it. But that kind of protectivism makes your daughters want to do it even more. I mean, it feels like rebellion. It feels like rebellion. Kalani gonna fuck a Samoan boy because she's been warned never to do it.
Now, and Kalani's engaged now.
Yep.
I don't know. Is she with the Samoan
man? I can't remember what he looked like. I'm sure he's gorgeous because she is.
She is gorgeous.
God. The two of their faces, how pretty they are and how beat their faces are.
They're so pretty. Sorry, I'm trying to look on Instagram and there's a video of Amy Grant. I love you, Amy Grant,
okay,
but I don't want to see
can
that.
Can you not watch right now?
Well, I wanted to look up Kalani's boyfriend.
There's a video of Amy Grant.
Well, you know what? I love Amy Grant.
I do too. Uh-oh. Just not right now.
People are commenting on our latest meme of Darcy and Stacey.
Oh, no.
Y'all live. Hashtag y'all.
So, y'all, anyway, she went to a resort in Samoa and met Asuelu, her fiance, and he's never left Samoa, and he's the activities director at a resort, and he, as she says, he kind of semi-stalked me.
He kind of semi-stalked me, yes.
Which makes sense because we know Asuelu now. She's like, but it was kind of sweet. And she's like, but then I saw him shirtless. And y'all, we know, Kalani a dick pig.
Kalani a dick pig. We all.
And she's like, I was a virgin. But on my second visit, basically, I wanted to have sex.
Not like a poodle version, y'all. Virgin, y'all.
Like, what do you mean?
A real one.
I was never a virgin. I always had those thoughts.
Yeah.
Have you found it yet? Jesus.
I'm looking.
Okay, oh, I'm just going to keep going.
He's cute, but I can't tell if he... She doesn't show a lot of pictures of him, but I can't tell... I was just interested to see... I can't tell if he's Samoan or not. I don't think he is, but he looks white.
He presents as white, yeah. But
anyway.
Anyway, so she is... She basically says, so I was a virgin. My family thought that I was just this beautiful Mormon pure girl, but and my family just I told my family when I came back that I had sex and I also have a baby. And she's like, so immediately my family said probably Asuelu sleeps with all the tourists, the other tourist girls.
Yeah, and her dad flipped the fuck out.
Yep. And she said, I went through a lot of shame with that.
And her sister thought that she did it. I didn't understand why, but she said, and my sister thought I did it on purpose.
No, Asuelu did it on purpose.
Oh, sorry. Yes, Asuelu did it on purpose.
So that...
So, Kalani, again, that's the... Kalani thinks, well, my sister only hates him because I told her a lie. No, your sister hated him from day one. And I think this is much more about your sister feels like he... She co-parented this child with you.
Yes.
That's what she basically said. She was.
She says, my sister's been dad to my child.
To dad. And so now she's being replaced.
Right. And the other thing is, remember, Kalani was raised the same way Kalani was. Because probably Lowe said about, don't marry a Samoan man. They're lazy. They're blah, blah,
whatever,
blah. They're, yeah. Or whatever he said. So this is what this is couched in.
Yeah.
So a weird way of, they're part Samoan. This kind of self-hatred. And that's why their story is so interesting, y'all. Because, y'all, Asuelu is no prize by any means. But you understand how complex things are, the dynamics. Because especially now that we've heard Papa Lo saying, don't marry one of my kind. It's crazy.
Even when he arrives, she's talking to her dad. And they're moving into this Airbnb because she lives with her sister right now. And the sister says, I'm not living with him.
Billy Bob Thornton and Sling Blade was like,
So they're renting this. And he's like, what's his name? Lolo? A Momo?
He knows his name.
She like spells it out. And she kind of, it's weird, y'all. She's 20. It's not weird. It's normal. She's 29 years old. But the way she acts around her dad is like she's 14 years old. If you notice, she kind of looks down at the ground.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't make eye contact with him. She looks... That's the look of shame.
Yep.
So,
but...
I don't really ask for opinions with my mouth, but I do with my hands.
And I went, oh my.
Oh my. But really...
My asshole giggled.
He gets it. He gets it more than any cult. He, as he said, life here is fast, life there is slow.
Right.
He knows this is going to be a huge cultural shift for him. And he also knows the work he had to do to catch up to life in America and how hard that's going to be for someone to do.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even realize it's going to be a Asuelu that comes. Y'all.
Lying bitch.
He ain't... Asuelu ain't the smartest hen in the hen house.
No, no. So later on, we talk about their... you mentioned that she's been living with Kalani for 5 years, but now she's in an Airbnb.
Yeah.
Because Kalani will not live with Asuelu. And now, the reason is being, and this is super murky, and I think it's murky because Kalani wants all parts of things to be true whenever she wants it to be.
Yeah.
Because she said, well, I told Kalani that he cheated, but we were actually off. And I played it up more than I needed to because I was really mad at him. My feelings were hurt. And then she said, but I forgave him.
No, she actually said, I never thought it was cheating.
Right.
So she didn't even have anything to forgive him about.
I'm glad you picked on that too. Because I went, so it's a complicated feeling. And I think in Kalini's, in her heart, she still thinks she was cheated on. But the rational part of her brain is desperately trying to rationalize, this is the father of my baby. We were on a break. He didn't. And y'all, if you've watched Happily Ever After in their segments, you have watched the magical realism of Kalani's brain.
Well, trying to, that's what's heartbreaking, is she's trying to just make this work in her
yes.
brain because she feels, again, with her values,
yeah, she doesn't want to
a
fail.
Child needs to be with their mm-hmm. mom and their dad. It, she doesn't want to fail at it.
Yep. She's such an interesting case in 90 Day Fiancé in the canon for me, because you feel for her all the time, but in a strange way, she still has so much agency.
I think, and she's one of the most relatable people in 90 yeah. Day Fiancé, because I think she's one of the most normal, and I think if I was in that situation, I probably would do that too. I probably would yeah. try to be with someone for 3 or 4 years and work it out.
Yeah.
For my family.
And she won't ever answer rounds on Instagram. We've tried.
Yeah. I know. We've talked the least shit about her, but she won't write us back.
I know.
It's fine. We don't want to be friends with people anyway.
Even Kim Bali, who we have
we've talked shit about. She loves us. Loves us.
Oh. Oh my God. Do I sound like a dimwit?
She gets it.
But this idea, y'all, this is going to be murky, and this is never really going to be answered.
Even when she goes to dinner with her sister and her cousin and their friend, and they, she tries to apologize. At first, you see, Kalani doesn't even she's not clear about the apology. She yeah. just kind of says, well, I want to come clean about a lot of things. And she says, so... She's like, you know,
she wants everybody to be on her team when she wants them to be.
Yes, and you, so
either when she's on anti-Suelo team, everyone else going to be there.
She first says, so with this, you've kind of interpreted that as he was cheating, and she
said, like, no, you told me.
You told me he was cheating. And she went, "Well," and she's like, "Well, we both kind of left it open." And then it finally comes out that Lainey's like, "Okay, she told a different story. Now she's lying." She's like, this is eye-opening. And now she's saying, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. And so Kalani gets emotional, and she's getting ready to give us her trademark
Kalani
tears.
Kalani can't handle Kalani being angry.
That's true.
Kalani says, rightly so. She's like, okay, so you lied about it, and now you want me and him to be best friends. And that's what makes her cry.
I love them as sisters, but there's a lot of codependence here.
There is a lot of codependence.
And
yeah.
they can't handle the other being either disappointed in the other or
sad,
they
yeah.
can't even handle the other being sad.
Yeah.
And so, and I guess that is, I'm sure they weren't neglected in a sense, but it seems like they had their bond, and it helped them get through a lot of other things with their
childhood. I think
childhood.
They were neglected. I think Lo, because they're still married, Lo
and Lisa.
I think they probably, I bet he worked and was gone a lot. Because yep. I think he did have a job. Remember? And happily, he had a job where he has to leave.
Yeah, you're right.
So I think it was basically just the girls and mom.
And mom, yeah.
And that
and
was
their
it.
Brother. Their brother, who we never meet on Happily Ever After.
Oh, is he
who,
cute?
He's not my type.
I don't know.
But he's going to be on this season. We never see him again.
Oh, well.
So... anyway, they're crying. They do one of their infamous crying scenes where they're just touching
each other's face.
And just pretty crying in their segments. And Kalani says, now, this is the thing this with codependence, y'all. She's like, now I feel like this is something I need to get over. So because of your feelings, now I feel like I have to change my feelings. And my feelings about that are complicated.
Yeah.
And so it's... This is
they never
universal.
Resolve it. They never resolve it. They just kind of hug. And she's like, I just want you to be happy. And she's like, and I'm confused. And she's like, let's just put this behind
yeah.
us.
Y'all, these two women are made for reality TV.
They are.
And because they're vulnerable enough, but they're also smart enough to know what to say. Their confessionals are always great.
And also they're really good at, I think they are not talking about a lot of things that are going on underneath. And one of the things going on underneath, Kalani is terrified
yeah.
and scared. And Kalani is terrified. And Kalani is scared for her as well.
Yeah.
And it's like they both just can't say, I'm really scared. I don't know how I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
I because think even saying that.
They weren't raised
so
to say that.
They weren't raised. Look at their father. They were not raised to say that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all I got.
That's all I got.
Y'all. We hope you enjoyed this Just the Tip, this reality RG Plus preview. If you're going to want to listen,
get pregnant with the tip, y'all.
You can.
Remember.
You can.
I've heard.
If you want to listen to other classless episodes of us talking about this entire season 6 of 90 Day Fiancé, you can do that. You just need to join at the $5 tier on Reality Gays. Plus, if you do the $8 tier, that's going to get you cringe shows like Love After Lockup, Extreme Sisters Right Now, and also it's going to give you... the regular shows all commercial free. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Or again, the $15 tier, you can watch it on Patreon. It's just Patreon only, where you can watch a video tour of us watching the show, and you'll get the videos of us doing the podcast each week.
Yes.
Oh, and a YouTube live.
Yes.
We need to schedule that.
Oh, thank you. I think I did schedule it.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
you usually do. All right, everybody, that's it. We'll see you next time. But we call these people Lonely Hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts riding that girth train mariachi band to train to nowhere poodle?
Wow.
Looking for love in all the wrong places.
Yes. And if you've ever introduced your much younger significant other saying she has a short past, you can call us.
Poodle, I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The line designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this, but some sissies said their male husbands noticed your...
caboose? Men flocked to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk-forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge!
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, Poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttley, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.